In this portion of our WCDO 50th anniversary interviews, I have Lee and Jillian Young in the studio, a father-daughter team this year, participating in the 50th General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Now, Lee, you've completed the 70-miler 9 times, but you haven't raced in 13 years. What's the story behind that?
13 years ago, Jillian was 4. 4 was a great age to get out of paddling, seriously. And now that she is 17, it's a fantastic year to get back into it. She's pushing me pretty hard in the boat.
So basically, you wanted to spend a lot of time with your daughter.
Absolutely.
Was training taking up too much time away from her?
Yes, it was.
Jillian, you've never done the race before. What makes you want to do this race this year?
I would have to say from doing the generation gap the past couple years, I've liked doing that with my dad. And from kayaking, we've turned that into paddling. I'm really excited to do it with him because he used to do it. Now I'd like to continue it as well with him.
When you were younger, prior to some of these generation gaps recently, did you ever go out with him when he practiced or just did you have interest at all?
Not when I was younger because I was way too into horses. Mm-hmm. But I remember one time, I was around 4, I think, and I remember watching him go by, and that's the only remembrance I have.
Lee, who pit crews?
Now, my pit crew this year is 2 guys actually in my engine company in the fire department, Mike Singler and Greggy Peck Jr.
Do they understand the importance of that job?
Absolutely, they do. And they'll be also in a boat, so it'll be interesting for them, too. They've never pitted out of a boat. They've never pitted any at all.
I've seen that before, pitting out of a boat, and you've got it. Number one, be a decent enough paddler to keep it steady, especially if the wind is blowing, and you can easily miss a pit. I don't think they can hand it to you. It's got to be thrown in the boat.
We'll paddle right up next to them, and they'll hand it into our laps. We'll just take our time at that point.
Do you like paddling, Jillian?
I absolutely love it. It's a great stress reliever, and it's so much fun. It's so relaxing and enjoying it because I'm doing it with my dad, too.
Is he working you hard?
Yeah, I'm working him hard, too.
Well, which class are you going to be in?
We're going the C2 Rec. We were looking at the 3x27 amateur class, but I decided it would be safer to go with the rec class for her first year.
What kind of training for her first year? What things do you do?
We've been in the wintertime. We did some snowshoeing. We've been on the water since March, and we've been doing a lot of road work as far as running.
Okay, and now on the water, what do you do?
We do a little bit of everything. We do intervals right up to long distance paddling as far as hours in the river.
And how does it feel to you after being gone from this race for so long? Is that bug back? You feel it?
Yeah, the bug is back. And what else is back is the fact that anybody you meet on the river and any other paddler will tell you that everybody on the river is fantastic. They stop to talk. They joke. Jillian got her first jokes from Mike Packard on the Susquehanna up behind his house.
Mike's
so
something
it's
else.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he is something else. He's great, and he's been great for this event and participated in not only the racing portion but helping on the race committee and all. You're right. If everybody's like Mike, it's got to be a wonderful family out there.
Yeah, it is. And I would also like to thank Don Lefevre. Don is allowing us to use his rec boat this year. We didn't have a boat. We were going to go buy a boat. And he says, no, don't buy a boat. I have one that you can use.
Yeah. And Don, another great paddler. He's been doing it for, I think, over 30 years now. And he's won a number of races. And I believe their family is leading in terms of families the most finishes of the regatta with something like 63. What makes this special, doing it with your daughter?
What makes it special? This will be my 10th year, which is fantastic. 70 miles are for the 700 club, and it'll be Jillian's first year. And the time together is absolutely wonderful. She's got one more year of school, and she'll be off to college. So this is a great time for her and I. Mom's a little jealous that we have this much time together, but but this is wonderful for Dad to be able to be with Jillian.
Same question, Jillian. What's it like doing this with Dad and being able to spend all this extra time?
It's great. It really is. I mean, like my dad said, I'm going to be going off to college soon, and to have this time when our lives are so busy right now, but to be able to have this time to do it with him, it makes it really special. And besides the fact that it's his 10th time, my first, and the 50th anniversary. It's just, like, ironic.
Yeah, it works out perfectly. Do you wish you would have started this earlier?
I do and I don't, because I feel like it's the right time to get into it now. Because if I did in the past, I felt like I may have overwhelmed myself with everything else going on. But I think it's a great time this year because school is stressful and it's a great stress-relieving sport to do. And it's fun and it's great.
And what about the finish line? Everybody says that the first time when they see that finish line coming, have you done any practices where you're actually coming down to the finish line? Are you getting that feel of how amazing it'll be?
Yeah, we've done it a couple times. It's going to be a fantastic feeling, and I'm just so happy to be doing it.
Well, you're doing it during a great year, a great pro race this year as well, as Serge Corbin will be back paddling. And you'll at least have the opportunity to watch him paddle past you and guys like Andy Trebold. That's going to be a great race, and that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Now, have you learned a lot?
I have learned a super amount by being in the back of the boat this year instead of in the front, like in the generation gaps. I've learned pretty much from the very start of what I need to know to the basics to how, as in technique-wise, my dad's been a great teacher, and I've learned a lot from him.
So you've got a steer.
Yeah.
Okay, and Lee, we going for first place here, or are we just going to finish?
Well, we're going to have a great time. So whatever happens, happens. It's a long race.
I think it's wonderful. I love when families do it together, and especially stories like this here with Jillian doing it her first time, but it's going to be a big moment for you in your 10th. We wish you the best of luck and hope you do have a great time on the river.
Thank you very much.
Lee and Jillian would like to thank their sponsors, including Zavril Racing Equipment, Unadilla Laminated Products, Sprinkles and Cream, WCDO Radio, and Dunn Electric. For Canoe Regatta 2012, I'm Craig Stevens.